Welcome to Behind the Groove with KJ. Hey people, hope you're well. I have been really busy the last couple of months on a tour, music tour, touring around the UK, performing at theatres across the country, having a fantastic time, had some great shows with a legacy artist who was around originally in the late 70s and the 80s. And so it's very soulful, very disco, some great classic tracks that reached, you know, the top five in the UK. I think one track even had a number one. Original members, only one around now, unfortunately. But I've been really blessed to be singing the lead vocals. And we've been on tour with another equally successful act, also from the same era, from the 70s and 80s. And they've been inducted into the US Hall of Fame. They've had their tracks featured in many films. And they're, you know, disco classics. And anyway, great team of people, fantastic talented musicians. But we have had nothing but problems with promoters, venues, agents, management. And it just got me thinking how political the music business is, that it's not just about being able to hone your gifts and your skills and be competent enough to hold an audience. It's about being able to withstand all the drama, all the demands from people that are on the outside of the creative process. The business people, the suits, the financiers, the people who think they have more control over the music than they actually do. And it's a battle of egos, oftentimes between artists and these people. So I just wanted to put it out there and just see if any of you guys have had a lot of issues battling the creative side of what we do as performers with the business side. Have you encountered obstacles? What sort of things have you had to come up against, and how have you dealt with it? It's very tricky sometimes to find a balance. So yeah, that's kind of my musings at the moment, but give me a shout and get in touch if you've had similar circumstances to deal with. I look forward to hearing from you. Peace.